The National Memorial for Peace and Justice, Montgomery, Alabama. Or throw me and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. John Donne. General Duckett, Adam King, Benjamin Jones, Edwin Goodwin, Joseph Jones, Joseph King, Moses Jones. She reads their names aloud, men beloved to some, lynched in Little River County, Arkansas, each appellation engraved on 6-foot steel slabs, hanging from the rafters by black poles, tall tombstones accruing a layer of patina, resisting what corrosion weather always brings. Her voice quivers in the wet wind, gusting through the southern spiral of counties from Texas and Mississippi, Florida and Alabama, Georgia and Kentucky, wending through everybody's gothic horror. I follow the floor descending while the monuments rise above my head, my eyes straining to see one proclaiming, unknown, unknown, unknown. I hear her chant more names, women's, children's. When an EJI employee draped in nylon poncho asks, are you okay? The words that waft my way break, blow, and burn me. I'm saying the names, all of them. Oh, how my ancestors, like Achan of old, were unfaithful, stealing like those precious metals and that irresistible robe, those God was devoted to, those who bore not Cain's mark, but the autograph of the Almighty. How I want to rend my clothes like Joshua, drop to my knees, then lie prostrate before every single marker and beg for forgiveness. I bow my head, wipe my eyes, cup my cheeks. I am so fickle, I realize here, I who eschew the Old Testament's wrathful God, who ordered the slaughter of those I'd call innocent, I who interrogate him now, demanding to know why he didn't show up, drown in his tears every white woman and child, every man who cheered like football fans at these lynchings. The same employee now checks on me. I simply make eye contact, nod my head. How to say it feels as though hope, long withheld and heavy as gold, hurtles through the atmosphere, lands on my head like no ordinary conviction. God commanded Joshua, stand up! What are you doing on your face? So I move along the boardwalk of broken necks. The man in Ohio lynched for hanging around a white neighborhood. The woman lynched for daring to complain about her husband's lynching. The legion of lynchings in the Tulsa massacre of 1921. It seems to go too far, north, east, and west, our history terrifying as any fascist purge, misspoken word, wrong way walk, sideways glance, all reasons for the rope, and the double, even triple deaths, the tar, the knives, the bullets, those unquenchable flames, as if black bones required brute force, their flesh, fierce fortitude, their souls, no mercy. I don't want to be a fragile white woman, but I am. I know that now. I am undone by one woman's recitations. Water spills over the back wall, dissolving the distance between heaven and earth. Another cloud, like the hand of God, passes over. For Ariel Sabrina Ferguson Lee.